definitely human.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the final straw. You've let me down for the last time, you sniveling little turd.
But, sir, I can explain.
No, it's too late for that. Now I'm going to do something I should have done a long time ago.
What are you going to do? No, please have mercy.
Mercy? Mercy?
Oh, Hob, do come in.
Martin, you wanted to see... who are you talking to?
Oh, no one specifically. I was just practicing. Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. Take a seat, take a seat.
There are no... do you mean on the floor, or...?
Hob, I vaguely recall you once asked to inspect Mars Corp's one and only mining outpost facility. Do you remember that?
Yes, I made several requests.
An opportunity has presented itself. Every year, Mars Corp's base superior attends a special party at Ultra Aid Mine and signs a written agreement recognising the mining department as a corporate partnership. Don't worry, this isn't going to be like our weird and wonderful MUP celebrations. It will be a formal event where predominantly blue status employees get together to celebrate their wealth and privilege.
It sounds terrible.
Oh, God, yes it is. It's an awful, tedious event. I dreaded going every year.
And now you don't have to.
Correct. Baxter will fill you in on the details. Off you go.
Wait, I'm going now.
Yes, yes, the ceremony is tonight.
Tonight? But, sir... Mars Corp has made so much progress over the last couple of months. If I leave the base now...
I'm sure the employees can survive a couple of days without your leadership, Hob, as magnificent as it is. Come on, quickly, quickly. The transport leaves in half an hour. You have just enough time to change into something less hideous. Bye now. Bye.
Now, where were we?
Please, no more. It's going to be a wicked party, Hoblicious. You'll be in your element with all those stiff, humourless blues.
Ugh, this is such a waste of time.
Whoa! You may want to check yourself, Hopcopter. Mr. Kingsley has a lot of power and influence. If you embarrass yourself at the party, it could upset the fragile equilibrium between the Mars Corp base and the mining department, creating a rift that would destroy any hope of terraforming the planet.
So... No pressure, huh?
Didn't you hear me, Hopsicle? There is most definitely pressure. A lot of pressure.
Fuck off, Baxter.
Well, all right!
Morning, boss. Transport's all set to go. Hobbuccino.
Ta.
Hey, BTW, you look smashing.
Oh, thanks. This is actually one of my suits from home. I mean, Earth. I... wanted to look my best. This is a special occasion after all. I see you're wearing your Hawaiian shirt as usual. We still have a bit of time if you want to change.
Nope. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Hey, chillax, Hob. This is gonna be fun.
Fun. Right. Let's just keep a cool head, try to fit in and make sure the night goes smoothly, okay? We need Kingsley to like us. With a bit of luck, we might just...
Hello there!
Hob, Jim, over here!
David! Dave! Tom!
Hello.
What are you doing here?
We've been ordered to accompany you.
Uh-oh.
But why?
Mr. Mann said you need an entourage to dazzle the miners.
So we get to go to the party with you. Isn't that great?
We're screwed.
Mascorp Part 5, Partnership and Cooperation.
Oh, sorry, boss. Been a while since I drove to the mine. This your first time?
Yes.
You'll be fine, Hob. They're very particular about their customs and etiquettes, but just do as they do. What's that old saying? When in Rome, build it in a day.
I'm supposed to be with my son! Saturday is swim class! Chip is missing out on watching the other kids having fun in the pool. Ugh, why do we have to go to this stupid party? Mr. Man never had an entourage.
Ah, yes, but he has swagger. Mr. Kingsley has never met Hob before. She has to make a good first impression.
Should be a piece of cake. I'm hardly lacking in people skills, am I?
No, you're very... But seriously, why couldn't Mr. Man go himself this year? What's he doing?
I have no idea. But I'm sure it's something very important.
Oh, this is the life. A disposable book, a bottle of gin, and the entire top shelf of Joe's medicine cabinet. Nothing can spoil this moment.
Yo! Boss man! Got some news here from our special friend. And by news, I mean a dossier of juicy intel on the resources department. And by special friend, I mean spy.
Yes, thank you, Baxter. Give me that. My word. Well, I'll be... incredible.
Hey, whoa! Whatever you're reading, that sure sounds interesting.
So it would seem the resources department have been busy constructing some kind of secret outpost. Site B. I have to see this facility for myself. Baxter, we're leaving the base for a while. Find me a suitable outfit. A linen suit or something.
But boss, resources have agents everywhere. How will you leave the base without them tracking you?
Oh, it's simple. We'll gas them, Baxter.
Gas who?
Everyone.
Nice!
Simon, come on. Think about all the cool stuff Dave could do with some of that equipment. We could change Mars Corp forever.
Which is precisely why the science department wants no part in it. You'll just have to think of something else to impress your new boss.
But it'll piss off Hob. She sucks, right?
My personal feelings towards Supervisor Hob are irrelevant.
Just give me 5 minutes in the lab. No one will ever... Oh! I don't feel so good. I feel bad. Something's happening to me.
Okay. Not sure where you're going with this.
I feel... Oh, no. It's you!
Holy shareholders! What was that?
I don't know.
What did you just do?
I don't know!
This is it, guys. The Ultra Aid Open Pit Mining Facility.
What the? This is the mine.
Not what you were expecting.
It looks like a posh hotel.
So, this is where all our resources have been going. Man, this place is amazing. Much nicer than anything we got back at Mars Corp.
Well, most of the employees who work here are from blue families, and as you know, blues rule.
What's with all the bottles?
Legend has it that when MarsCorp was founded, the Ultra Aid Company contributed funds to the construction of the mine. In return, the miners are contractually obliged to produce 78 different flavors of the Ultra Aid energy beverage, including such favorites as Ice Storm, Electric Tidal Wave, and Rhino Avalanche.
And they all taste like caffeinated piss.
Hey, T-Man, keep your criticisms on the down low. You're here to support Hob, remember? Ah, here's Mr. Kingsley now.
Greetings, greetings. You must be E.L. Holy shareholder. You're a female, and you have marvellous breasts. Truly.
What? Hob, he's complimenting you. Don't be rude.
Thank you. I like your hat.
Would you believe it's actually fashioned from Ultra Aid energy beverage bottles?
Yes.
I see you've brought some common decaffeinated folk with you, and David Knight, as I live and breathe.
Mr. Kingsley?
Oh, please, it's Jonathan. You're a true blue lad. Your parents are like family to me. How are they?
Dead, I'm afraid.
Oh, really?
Yes, 2 years now.
Ah, that is a pity. Well, how would you good people like a drink?
Oh, but...
It's no trouble at all. This way, this way. Is somebody taking pictures?
Yes.
No photography, no phones or recording equipment of any kind! Are you a spy? Are you one of Martin's little squealers? One of his little spy pigs? Oink, 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 oink!
No. I was just taking some photos for my son. He really likes...
I do apologise, Mr. Kingsley. We have complete respect for your rules. I promise you there will be no more picture-taking or recording of any kind while we're here. Tom, give me that.
Oh, but... well, all right. There better not be, eh? This is the atrium, BTW. Nothing too fancy, although the bronze statues that hold up the ceiling have a sort of... rustic charm.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Fucking hell, this is ridiculous.
I imagine this must be quite the treat for you, dear, but don't get too comfortable. We have to send you back to Mars Corp tomorrow. As you can see, Ultra Aid Mine is far more advanced than your Mars Corp base. I have all the best equipment tokens can buy, state-of-the-art technology at my fingertips, enabling me to do truly great work here.
Yes, whereas I just have to rely on my talent.
Excuse me?
Mr. Kingsley, would you perhaps treat us to a grand tour of your wonderful mine?
What a great idea! Jolly good. This way!
Oh, yeah, you guys should probably put your helmets on. Behold, the Ultra Aid open pit mine. Over 2,000 feet deep with a diameter of just under 4,000 feet. As you can see, we haven't quite got round to installing banisters on the elevated platforms, so try not to fall off the edge. All right, everyone, climb aboard your Segways.
What? Segways? Mr. Kingsley?
Let's go! Everything we do here directly benefits your people, Hob. All deposits are transported to the factories where the metal is extracted to be used for building and repair back at Mars Corp, although most of it ends up going towards Ultra Aid production and ingredients.
I take it you use AI-controlled diggers?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But in fact, we found it easier to use Martian drivers. Of course, operating huge drill tanks in close proximity to one another is extremely dangerous. Let's take a closer look.
What?
Drill tanks! Impressive, aren't they? Majestic in a way. You see that big gold-plated one? That's mine. The driver's sit in those little cockpits up there. The drills break through the rocks and... Oh, well, you get it. Drill tanks!
So, that was terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
I think I need to sit down for a bit.
I love the simple humor of the sugar-free. Now, dinner's at 6, so you have a bit of time to freshen up.
Right, yeah, a shower would be good.
Ha! Okay, everyone looks more or less acceptable. Except Hob, of course. Don't worry, we'll prepare something for you so you don't have to turn up to dinner in those awful clothes.
Oh, right.
David!
Jonathan!
Looks like these soft hands need some recharge time. How about a quick game of punch face while we wait?
Aha, sounds good to me, old boy.
Splendid!
It's no good. I can't get through to Mr. Mann.
Don't panic, Simon. I have the entire medical department working on this problem.
Hey, Joe, Simon, can I come out now?
No, Haley. You stay in that tube until we determine how this thing spreads.
It's cold in the tube.
Perhaps this virus is from Earth. Haley, did you and Supervisor Hobb exchange fluids at any point?
No. Oh, no, it's happening again. I can feel it coming.
I can't watch.
Achoo!
Yeah! Do you think she might be haunted or something?
Tell me, Haley, what does it feel like?
It actually feels pretty good. Like, there's this tension building up, and then when whatever it is finally happens, the tension is released. Does that make sense?
Well...
Oh, yeah, it makes total sense, Haley. The infection is already messing with our brain. This is bad. This is very bad. But... so far, the virus has only affected females. Perhaps,
Thank you for choosing the Ultra Aid showering facility, the fizziest shower on Mars. Please select temperature preference.
Hot.
Please select flow rate preference.
Oh my God, I just want a shower standard. Give me whatever's standard. Go!
Are you happy with this preference?
Yes, it's fine. Walking, please. Power. You are power strong. I'm a killer whale. I'm power.
Excuse me.
Coming through.
What?
Walter's dead.
I know, but, right?
Excuse me.
Hob, you made it. I say, is that the looper you have there? Wouldn't mind doing my back, would you?
Hob! There you are. I take it you're well rested and full of a serene calm.
Is there any alcohol at this dinner?
Of course! There's always booze at fancy events. May I pour you a glass of Ultra-Aid champagne?
Oh God, really? Fine, I'll take it.
Ah, here comes the grub.
Ah, what the? Soup for dinner? I was expecting something fancy.
This is just the starter, you idiot.
Starter?
This is Ultra Aid Mine's famous brainstorm supernova. You'll never guess what the secret ingredient is.
It's Ultra Aid. Where's David?
He's sitting over there, next to Kingsley.
That should be me up there.
There will be plenty of time to rub shoulders at the party.
Yeah, you should focus more on not making a fool of yourself.
Me? What are you talking about?
You're trying to drink your soup with the sugar spoon.
Oh, but I can't see any other spoons.
You use a straw, Hob! We're not savages!
Miners! And others. Another year has gone by, and it's times like these, when I'm surrounded by those who love and admire me, that I like to reflect. Reflect on my successes and, yes, my failures. Ha! No, I jest. There have been no failures. And so a toast, not just to me, but also to Mars Corp Station Supervisor Hob, who will be signing the form later in place of Martin for some mysterious but presumably perfectly innocent reason. And now, I believe it is time for our guest to sing the traditional Ultra Aid anthem, Station Supervisor Hob. Take it away.
Oh, what? But I'm afraid I couldn't possibly.
Wait. You haven't learned our song. The song that we have brewed Ultra Aid to for 400 years. You think you're above us. If that's the case, then maybe Mars Corp should go its own way.
No, of course I know the Ultra Aid song. The song. Yeah, here we go with the singing. Ultra Aid is made at the mine. I've had some and
psst.
It tastes Hob, fine.
This is great, but if you want to sing the official version, I have prepared the lyrics for you. Here.
Hob.
Ha, that was the E.L. Hob remix. Now the original. We love sugar and caffeine, L-theanine, guarana and taurine, but mostly caffeine. Ultra Aid is
barking great. It makes us feel alive again. Long to quench our thirst, flavor to the max.
Hooray!
What are we going to do? I mean, what are we going to do?
I don't want to do anything. I just want to crawl up into a ball. Like Haley. She looks pretty comfy on the floor there.
Join us.
Guys, be good.
What?
That's what I want my final words to be, okay? Put them in my eulogy.
Joe! Oh, there you are.
Do you have some good news for us?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Lethargy is increasing at an exponential rate. It's as if this virus is specifically designed to inhibit employee productivity. I predict in 9 hours we'll reach maximum laziness. Death. I'm going to continue to look for a cure. In the meantime, I've prepared an announcement for Bonnie. It's important the rest of the base doesn't panic.
Attention, employees! We regret to announce a dangerous, life-threatening virus has spread rapidly through the facility. Our only hope of combating this problem effectively is if everyone remains calm. Let's all work together to ensure the safety of Mars Corp.
We're all gonna die!
Jim, where the hell have you been?
I was just getting drinks. Ultra Aid vodka.
Oh, God, yes. Give me that.
Ah! Yes, it's a tad sweet.
It's like drinking electricity. Oh, how do I look?
A bit tired.
Great. I am out of my element on this one, Jim. This is not my scene.
I hear you. You know, I think I might be the only person in the room wearing sandals. I mean, what are the odds?
I was never any good at parties.
Being at a party is not something people are good at, Hob. They're supposed to be fun.
You're so naive.
I say, you there. You're new. Who are you?
I'm E.L. Hob. Mars Corp Station.
Sure. You're a bit of a thirst quencher, aren't you? What say you and I get to know each other?
No.
Come now, don't be coy.
If you do not remove your hand from my knee, I will remove your eyes from your head.
How dare you? Do you know who I am?
Yes, you're the kind of person who says, do you know who I am? Go away now, please.
Well, never in all my...
Hob, that was George Bullock, Ultra Aid's chief miner. You have to be more careful about who you offend.
Fuck him. If I let shit-stained like that walk all over me, I wouldn't be where I am today.
On Mars 400 years in the future?
Oh.
Miss Hobbs right.
Gah! David, what have I told you about appearing out of nowhere?
To stop doing it?
Exactly. Now, you were saying how I'm right. Continue.
The Blues here like to feel important, and the only way they know how to do that is to belittle everyone else. They will try to humiliate and intimidate you, and if you show any vulnerability, they'll tear you apart.
You seem to be getting on awfully well with these assholes.
I'm as shocked as you are, boss. This may surprise you, but social gatherings are not areas where I typically excel.
That doesn't surprise me. Can we find someplace else to sit? I feel kind of exposed. Gah! Why is Tom taking pictures?
Hey, Eric! Take a picture of me next to this display of industrial rivet guns. Chip loves all this mining guff. He's gonna think his old man is pretty cool.
Absolutely, boss. Smile for the camera.
I am smiling.
Oh, right.
For God's sake, you two. Where did you get that camera? You were told not to take pictures.
Oh, come on. That was just a joke.
No, it wasn't. Kingsley is extremely paranoid. I'm pretty sure he thinks we're spying on him. Will you please take this seriously?
We are! You're the one who refused to put your ass on the 3D scanner during the dinner. You embarrassed all of us. Not that anybody in their right mind would actually enjoy being here.
Hey, guys, this party is my jam. Everyone's suave and sophisticated like me. And have you seen these tiny cakes? They just handed them out on trays. I stuffed like 10 in my pockets and the guy didn't try to stop me on nothing.
Cool, man.
Also, check this out. This is what I call a Dave card. It's one of my own inventions. Basically, it's a small piece of card with my name and contact details written on it. I got loads of these bad boys for events like this.
So what are you going to do? Put them in people's pockets? Slip them in their drinks?
Watch and learn, my friend. Watch and learn. Hello
Get
there.
Get out of my way.
Okay. Looks like he was in a bit of a hurry. Not to worry, though. Yes, hello. My name's...
Ah, there you are.
Yes, I...
Get me an ultra-aid punch vortex and make it quick.
Bit of a misunderstanding. Must be someone. Oh, no.
What?
I have to get out of here.
What the hell?
E.L. Hobb, I don't believe you've had the pleasure.
Ah, hi.
I'm Angelica. I work in the medical department.
Oh, so you're a Mars Corp employee?
Yes, but as a true blue, I'm expected to attend these tedious parties. I'd rather be back at work, though. I specialise in dental surgery. Oh, the smell of rubber gloves and disinfectant. The rhythmic buzzing of the drill. I love it all. Anyway, just wanted to say I'm impressed with everything you've done at the base.
Oh, thank you.
I hope we cross paths again soon. Oh, hello, David. Keeping out of trouble.
Of course.
What a pity. Until next time.
Is she gone?
What was all that about?
Angelica was in my class at school. She used to tie my shoelaces together and spit in my hair and... She gave me wedges and broke my leg once and... Well, she just made my life miserable.
I'm liking her more and more. Now, where the hell is Tom and Eric?
They went outside for some air.
What? But there isn't any air outside.
Wow. What a view. Mars really is a beautiful planet, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it's fine.
Hey, Tom, how come you're not off schmoozing with the other blues?
These aren't just blues, Eric. They're true blues. They don't have other colours in their family like I do. The Kingsleys have been blue since the Founders arrived on Mars. And Jonathan Kingsley is as mad as a vegetable. The slightest insult could send him into a violent rage. Now, let's take some detailed pictures of this open pit mine.
Oh, right now, okay. Just stand a little to the left.
Make sure you get all the power reactors in shot.
I will.
And any structural weaknesses of the mine. My son will enjoy that.
What do we have here? No one's gonna notice if I borrow a few bags.
Hello, Dave.
Ah, Angelica, you found me.
It's so nice to see you again. What are you doing in here?
I got lost.
Oh, really? Because it looked like you were helping yourself to our sugar reserves. You probably don't remember this, Dave, but I had a bit of a crush on you at school.
You did?
Oh, yes.
I thought you hated me.
Why? Because I was a little rough with you? I just wanted you to notice me.
Well, do you want to, take this to the next level? Maybe we should head back to the party, you know? Synergize over a couple of highballs?
Oh no, we can't be seen together. Daddy would hate it. He'd probably have you beaten to a pulp.
Oh.
He thinks you're filth. And so do I. But... ooh, there's something about you, Dave. Something that I can't quite put my finger on. But I'd like to.
Attention employees, please refrain from smashing and looting the base in a mass hysteria. This behavior is not Mars Corp approved and will be... every Martian for herself. If I die, I'm taking you all with me.
How does anyone have the energy to loot right now?
I know, right?
We'll be okay. We just need to work together.
Working together is what caused this virus to spread in the first place! I'm out of here!
Sigh. If only Hob were here.
Yeah, she'd know how to keep these idiots in line.
Hob? We don't need Hob. Hob's stupid.
You're stupid.
You're stupid?
I'm the chief medical officer.
Yeah, and yet you can't save us.
Yeah, Hob's fit.
What?
What?
Ugh. First Tom and Eric, and now Dave has vanished. Why can't any of them follow the bloody rules?
Insulin shot, madam?
No, thanks. Hello?
Hob, I thought we weren't supposed to use the...
Shh! Jim, I'm on the phone. Hello?
Hey, boss, just checking in. How's the party going?
Where are you?
Oh, just in the control room.
What? Isn't that area restricted?
Well, sure, I guess. But you'd be surprised how easy it was to override their security system. I think we're gonna have enough pictures to make a slideshow for Chip.
Oh, come back to the party right now.
Relax. No one's going to even notice us.
Hey, you two. What are you doing down here?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, God damn it. Well, that's a slight blip in our plans.
All they had to do was exactly what I told them. Is that so hard? Now, where has David gone?
And so when the parasitoids finally pupate, the unsuspecting caterpillar host is eaten alive! Where can I get another one of these delicious drinks?
David, come with me, now!
Lovely speaking to you all! You know, Miss Hob, I think I'm getting the hang of this.
Ooh, looks like the ceremony is starting soon.
Well, maybe it's for the best that Dave has disappeared. At least he can't do any damage.
No, I imagine he'll be too busy having sexual intercourse with Angelica Kingsley.
What?
They both went into the sugarcane field about 5 minutes ago.
Did you just say Dave is screwing Angelica Kingsley?
Yes, Jonathan's precious daughter.
Oh, my God.
Hob! I want a word with you.
Oh, Mr. Kingsley, I can explain.
I certainly hope so. Why were two of your employees taking pictures in my control room?
What? Oh, that's, no, it's not what you think.
You're on thin ice, Hob. Your people are out of control. No wonder Mars Corp is such a bloody shambles. Your base management has always been a big bag of bollocks. Maybe we shouldn't renew the written agreement this year.
No, Mr. Kingsley, I assure you I'll take care of this. My employees are not spies, but they will be disciplined for their insubordination.
Yes, yes. No reason to go to war. Unless... no. Just give them a good beating with the old discipline shovel.
Yep.
It's one of the burdens of being a great leader. Knowing when to spare the rod and when to beat them bloody.
You're all right, Hob. You're all right. Come, let us stroll through the ultra-age sugarcane field. It's quite beautiful during the automated evening ambiance.
Yes, no. How about we go literally anywhere else?
Come, Hob, I don't bite. Grrr! Rawr! Roo, 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 roo. You know, Martin's been coming to this event every year since he took charge. Why do you think this year's different?
He's taking more of a back seat with the running of Mars Corp.
Perhaps. Or perhaps he's finally making his move.
His, move?
Don't think I haven't noticed. The spying, the subterfuge. If he thinks he can outmaneuver me... Wait, did you hear that?
No.
Kind of sounds like banging.
Can't hear anything.
Is somebody getting beaten up in here? I didn't order any beatings today.
Must be a faulty generator.
Did you see that? Something rustling in the sugarcane.
Distraction.
What?
I mean, have you heard the Earth Global Anthem? It's my favourite song. Doobity, 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 babada, 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 babada.
I'm not sure what you're trying to accomplish here. That means the ceremony is about to begin. I'll see you in there. And for shareholders' sake, Hob, don't bugger this up.
Oh, hey, Hob. What did I miss?
That's the problem with fantasy. The reality never lives up to it. Oh, hi, Hob. Do you want to go too?
No, but thank you, Angelica. Dave, would you accompany me to the ceremony?
Yeah, sure. Hob, you're... Oh, you're squeezing my arm quite tightly. You're hurting me, Hob.
Presenting the undisputed ruler of the Ultra Aid Mining Facility, his enlightened brilliance, Mr. Planet-wide himself, Jonathan Kingsley, who hereby offers the sacred written agreement to the Mars Corp Base Superior.
Paula, I am a tiger. I am a smiler doll.
Mr. Kingsley, do you confirm this is the original unaltered agreement?
I do.
Then proceed.
Mars Corp Station Supervisor E.L. Hob, I present you with the written agreement.
I accept the written agreement. Right.
So are you going to sign it then?
Yes, yes.
Come on, come on, what's the hold-up?
Well, obviously I can't sign it without reading the terms and conditions first.
Uh-oh.
You are reading the terms and conditions.
Yes, of course.
I have never been so insulted in all my life.
Wait, what?
You dare to dishonor me? Me?
Hold on, what the...
I challenge you, Hob. I challenge you to a duel.
What?
To the death.
This is it, isn't it? We're all going to
die horribly? Yes.
Wow, your bedside manner is terrible.
You should hear her pillow talk.
Look, there's no point worrying about it. Everyone has to die someday.
I'm 19!
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Oh, look at us. All icky and gross. Everyone's so miserable.
Except for the robots.
Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a wonderful feeling. Hello there.
Hello.
Everything's going my way.
Man Hope's gonna be pissed when she gets back and finds us all dead.
Yeah. That'll show her.
Welcome to the 56 Miners Duel. In the blue corner, your beloved leader, representing all Martians, it's Jonathan Kingsley. And in the corner that doesn't have a color, the cold, calculating commander of the Mars Corps base, representing all Earthlings, it's E.L. Hobb.
Hurrah!
Come on, Hobb!
Hobb, there must be a way out of this.
What would you suggest?
Try apologising? This was all just a big misunderstanding, right?
He slapped me, Jim. Me, in front of everyone. If he wants a fight, he'll get one.
Don't you think fighting the head of the mining department is just going to escalate our problems? David, back me up here.
Miss Hobb, if you kill Kingsley, I think the miners would accept you as their new leader. It's a win-win.
Duelers, approach the arena and wait for your airlocks to open.
Hobb, this is dangerous. You could get hurt.
I've won trophies for fencing, pistol work, and kickboxing. I think I've got this covered.
You shall, of course, be dueling with drill tanks, as is tradition.
Wait, what? God, I don't know how to drive this thing.
Apparently, it's just like driving a standard Mars Corp transport vehicle, only much, much, much more dangerous.
Great. Okay, so this must be the wheel. This is...
Go.
And that sound means the duel has begun. Hold on to your butts.
What? No, I'm not ready yet.
Ooh, and Kingsley is on to a strong start, flipping Hobb's drill tank on its side and gouging out its mechanical innards with its huge, diamond-plated drill. And it's still all to play for. No, hi, kid. She's doomed.
This'll teach you Mars Corp soft hands a lesson you won't forget.
And against all odds, Hobb has managed to right her drill tank and is driving at full speed towards the open pit mine. It looks like she's gonna try and ramp it.
Hobb, what are you doing?
I ask myself the same thing every morning, Jim.
I'm coming for you, Hobb!
And now, Kingsley has caught up and rammed Hobb's drill tank. He's chewed away at the engine and, oh, it looks like Kingsley is stuck! He can't pull back, and Hobb is still driving full speed towards the pit.
This is fine. I'm good.
Hobb! Hobb! Slow down! Slow down, or we'll be killed!
Well, is this a fight to the death or not?
That's just a figure of speech! Nobody has ever died dueling with drill tanks!
Oh, I guess this is another one of the times where I've hilariously misunderstood the situation.
Please! I give up! You win the duel! You win! Hobb! Hobb!
E.L. Hobb is without doubt the most violent, arrogant, bull-headed base superior Mars Corp has ever had. She has no respect for other cultures and traditions and will willingly put herself and all of her friends in danger just to settle a score. These attributes, among others, are what make her a truly great Martian leader and why I am very proud to present her with this limited edition bottle of Ultra Aid Hobb Tropical Explosion. It's slightly bitter, cold as ice, and mad as a box of cocks. E.L. Hobb!
Thank you. Thank you. I'm honoured. Thank you. You're too kind. Thanks. Thanks. Cheers.
Welcome to Mars Corp.
Home sweet home.
Thank God.
Let's go to the bar!
Whey!
I'm buying!
Well, Hob, all's well that ends well, and who would have thought your recklessness would save the day?
I know, right? I feel like the universe is telling me something.
Oh dear, did you suffer a head wound or...
It's just a figure of speech. Anyway, I'm glad we're back, Jim. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I take this place for granted sometimes. Mars Corp employees may be annoying and stupid, but they're my people.
Holy shareholders, everyone's dead!
Wait, no they're not, they're just lying down. What's going on here? Oi, you lot, get up! This place is a mess, what the hell have you done?
It's not our fault. There's a virus, everyone's infected.
Sore throat, coughing, runny nose. Whatever that was, we all have it.
Yeah, you've got the cold. Bring some lemon and ginger tea and get back to work.
But we're dying.
You're not dying.
We're not dying. I mean, I knew that all along. No big deal. We're alive. Thank the shareholders. Yay. Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Please don't ever leave us again.
Wow! Your people really appreciate you, Hob.
Hooray for me.
That was Mars Corp Part 5, Partnership and Cooperation. Written, produced, and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Dowling. Starring Helen Watkinson, Matthew Woodcock, Derek Elwood, Robert Benedetti Hall, Pippa Caddick, Layla Pine, John Day, Lexi McDougall, David Price, Tom Dowling, David Knight, Katie Turner, Marisha Trembetska, Graham Vick, Max Upton, Emily Edwards, Alex Mew, Susanna Gordon, Mark Keegan, Ailsa Dowling, Luke Georgewill, Max Stern, EJ Martin, and Penelope Day. Music by John Day, Johnny Fithy, The Amorettes, and Kevin MacLeod. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. You can support Mars Corp by rating it on iTunes or wherever you got it from. It takes less than a minute to do, and it really helps the show reach more people. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is King. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.